this one gets to barking, now mine don't bark. But when this one gets to barking, I get up and give her a ribbon with a newspaper or bring, let her come in the house. Now, she's getting spoiled coming in the house because it's so hot out there.
Uh-huh.
We hate to just make her come in, and we've let her come in, and she's got where she barks to get in.
Uh-huh.
I'll just get up and let her in. I'd rather hear the bark. And anyhow, don't want to disturb my neighbors.
Yeah,
that's
right.
The main thing.
Just wait till winter. She's still going to want to come in.
Still want to come in.
let's see. What would you call somebody who lives out in the country and doesn't know anything about town, ways, you know, and he sort of sticks out conspicuous and all. People make fun of him when he comes into town. They say, hey, look at that old...
Well, I never have heard him called hayseed around here, but I knew the term is used.
Uh-huh.
And, country hick.
Okay. That's what we have to call them, hicks.
Well, I don't know why. Poor things. A lot of them, I tell you, they're better morally than a lot of other people. I think I never would call anybody a slang name like that.
Yeah.
Because I have known some very fine people that people call country hicks, and it just burns me up.
And it's a real embarrassing thing to have somebody call you. Them's fighting words, you know.
Yeah. My father may have been called a country hick by some people, but there never was a finer man than my daddy.
Uh-huh.
But still, he was a country farmer.
But being a fine man is the thing that counts.
Mm-hmm.
And when people call people things like that, they just aren't paying attention.
No, I think they're ill-mannered.
Yeah. What would you call a person in an office who handles the boss's mail and schedules the appointments?
Secretary.
Okay. And a man on the stage is an actor, but a woman would be?
Actress.
Okay. And if you're born in the United States, you would be called an, not a Canadian, but a...
An American.
Okay.
I couldn't think.
If a man shaves, right here, he's shaving off his...
whiskers.
Okay. Did men have whiskers back, you know, in your father's time or back then, or your grandfather's time?
My grandfather, during that period, they wore whiskers.
Uh-huh.
Now, one grandfather did. The other one had mustache.
Uh-huh.
The other one had beard. I think some of my great relatives had beards and mustaches. But, my father was clean shaven.
Uh-huh.
Most men during that period were clean shaven.
Yeah, I suppose your husband probably was too.
Yeah.
Because most men were.
But my husband's father wore a beard.
Did he?
I never saw him without it.
Huh.
He was gray, solid white hair and beard.
Huh.
And his uncle. Or they wore beard. But the uncle had a goatee beard, I guess you'd call it. But my father-in-law had the sideburns, you know, the, what do you call it, Van Dyke or something like that.
Down the side?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Those.
But during the period that I can remember from 1900, I was born in 1904. Because I can remember a long ways back.
Yeah.
And most men were clean shaven.
Uh-huh. It's been that way just ever since.
Uh-huh.
Until just recently.
This past few years.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I know a lot of men.
And do you know that the men, they go to these flea markets and places and hunt these old pictures? Some had, well, we don't want the frame, we just want the picture. So that they can copy their
beard,
uh-huh.
Make it like that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know
yes,
that.
Sir.